Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, we'll get Jones and Mego up here. And we'll talk to those guys a little bit. And then coming up at 9, the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey, will be here for Mimosas with Maura. What's up?
What's up? How are you? Hey, Mego down there.
Oh,
how are you?
Hey. I was like, where are you sitting?
First time, I think, on this show. For you.
Yes. First time for me, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know about Mego.
Mego's an old pro. She's an old pro. Because of your diehard love for the Celtics, Wiggy was very upset with the way Brad Stevens presented himself yesterday.
Douche move.
Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I thought he totally missed the mark yesterday. Like, talk about reading the room. He just completely... He was illiterate in that sense.
Because he, like, seemed defensive or like...
Because of the we said on our show yesterday, like, it sounded like, you know, dad presiding over Thanksgiving. Like, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that. It's like, dude, you're supposed to be preparing for game one of the finals right now. I just thought it was really striking the wrong note. And it was disappointing to me because I didn't expect him to get up there and say, you know, coach is out. We're trading Jalen, this and that. Like, he was going to proclaim dramatic changes. But I thought it was going to be a stronger note than that.
Don't you think that's how Missoula's been all season, though?
Yes.
It's very the, I told them I love them. That's been the mentality throughout the entire season.
And, you know, there's definitely a style of coaching with that I agree with. But this is not the time and place. Like, you just got pantsed.
Right.
It's not the team. It's time to...
Yeah, somebody doesn't pants you in front of the whole school and you turn around and say, I'm thankful for that. You know?
Well, he does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you think it was odd?
Well,
Is it a mistake to run it back?
Yes. I mean, definitely. Definitely a mistake to run it back with everybody. Like, Jalen, to me, is at least a gray area. Missoula shouldn't be back. Smart shouldn't be back. Horford shouldn't be back. Like, I wouldn't bring back Jalen, but I get that that's a difficult move. I just don't like the overall approach of the Celtics organization, and this predates Brad Stevens. This goes back to Ainge. They have one title in 37 years.
Preach.
The last one was, whatever, 15 years ago in 2008?
2008, yep.
Yeah, and they're acting like they've won, like, five in a row.
Well, that's because, you know why? We had Wick on our show, and he talked about, hey, we've been at three of the last conference in the last 4 years.
Who cares?
But that's why, and when we talked about this, I knew they weren't going to do anything. I knew they were going to run it back because they don't look at this year as a complete failure because
Scal said it on your guy's show.
Yes.
It's a failure.
Scal was more critical than Brad.
Right, but for them, they're like, well, Missoula, he got thrown into this, and, you know, Jason.
He got thrown into the greatest ready, set team ever.
And they were better in the beginning of the season, so we need to stop with that narrative.
But I'm trying to tell you how they operate.
I know.
You know how when you look at, like, everybody says, Robert, Bill, don't spend money? When you know how teams are, this is how they operate. They operate under the thing is that, we're going to be right back in the mix next year. They were one game away from getting to another NBA Finals back-to-back. That, to them, is a success. Even though they look at it, we didn't win it as a failure, they still look at it, oh, we're good. We got two All-NBA players. Then that's their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're not – listen, they're going to be running this thing forever. I think they should be on – and I gave them three options – Dame Lillard, Karl Anthony Towns and Ja Morant, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and whoever the hell you want to package.
I like the first one. I like the Lillard one a lot.
I liked Mego's face when you said Ja Morant.
Well, Ja Morant just needs a chance.
You just have to wait 5 years for it.
But he's a true point guard.
We don't even know what's happening with him. We don't even know if he's going to be allowed back.
That's why it's what you get a bargain.
No, no. He's only going to get suspended for about 25, 30 games. He's a true point guard. You need a point guard.
It's the Udoka. That's what we call that.
You need a point guard that can get in the paint and then create for Jason Tatum. You need a guy like Trae Young. You need a guy like Ja Morant. Dame Lillard is going to hawk up a lot of threes. So if you want Dame Lillard, he's a great player, but he's going to be another guy that hawks up a lot of threes. You need a true point guard, and Ja needs a change of scenery.
The startling thing to me, Mego, in that Athletic piece, which was fantastic, was that it seems like, and this is the issue with Missoula, one of them, is that those guys were like, hey, we were last season a team that got to the finals based on our defense, and Joe Mazzulla's like, yeah, no, we're going to go away from that, and we're going to be three-point offense heavy. Is that not alarming?
Well, I also feel like it would be a little bit of a misnomer to put it all on Mazzulla, because when you heard
Brad
talk yesterday, he's talking about 60 people in basketball operations. So they're all looking at these analytics, and I'm not just saying like, oh, nerd culture is taking over the NBA and making that argument. It's just that it seems like it was an overreaction to the way that they lost in the finals last year, and Joe was the guy, I'm sure a lot of it was his ideas as well, but implementing what I think the entire organization from front office down wanted, which was this three-point heavy offense. But then you put Joe Mazzulla in, and the offense turns into, quote, randomness. That's how they described it at the beginning of the playoffs, that this is a random offense. It's in the players' hands, and the focus is on the three-point shot.
But that's an issue between the players and whether it's Brad or Mazzulla or Wick or management. You got Joe Mazzulla, you know, cheering offense, and you got Jaylen Brown breaking the huddle and saying,
"But that's
let's
why
go
I said
defense.
That's why I said it. That's why I said it's on Brad,
right?"
Yeah. No. Look, I don't know specifically what Wiggy said, but I would say
nobody does.
If I'm Brad Stevens,
I still can't get over Ja Morant.
No, that's because
John changed the scenery.
That's because
it's a buying opportunity.
That's because
it's a buy low.
That's because when it comes to basketball, I am the professor of basketball talk on this station.
No, Mego is.
So when it comes to Brad,
I'm just a former Washington fan, so I've been through this before.
And the bullets stunk.
When it comes to Brad,
talking about Gilbert Arenas,
I don't think he realizes that he's putting himself potentially on the hot seat. Like, attaching yourself to Mazzulla and attaching yourself to this core, if they come up short again, like, all of a sudden we're going to start looking at Brad and we're going to go, what are you doing? Like, you're the one who signed off with ownership on moving the players hate. You're the one championing Mazzulla, which I don't think the players like.
Preach.
And you're sticking with this core. Like, he's putting himself in a tough spot moving forward, which is bold. It's putting your neck out there, which I guess if you get it right, good for you. But if you don't, he's going to be right there in the firing line with Mazzulla and the players and everybody else.
Do you fall in the line, though, that they made a mistake with Udoka?
I think now, yes. At the time, I'm like,
air high five.
They had no way to go about that other than to let him go. Well, there was no other option.
We had this conversation before. The guy is coaching for the Houston Rockets.
Yes,
whatever he did wasn't that bad in the eyes of the NBA. It was two consenting adults that had a consensual relationship.
Consenting in the beginning.
But it wasn't that bad because he's coaching in the NBA.
Here's all I would say, too. If it is that bad, they should have fired him.
Preach.
And why didn't they? So is that, you know, is that litigation they're worried about? Is that financial? If it's financial, I got a bunch of red flags there.
There's something to be said for not allowing a hostile workplace to exist.
Yeah, so fire him.
That's why it happens.
Well, then you know what they're going to say, Jones? They're going to say, well, there's a lot of legal things. You just can't fire a guy because, you know, the lawsuit, blah, 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 all this.
It is because everybody sues everybody for everything
so
in this country.
So my thing is, Jones, and this is Mego, this is why I looked at it. If it was that egregious, he would not be coaching in the NBA. The NBA did an investigation, and it wouldn't have been that egregious. If it was that egregious, he would not be coaching for another basketball team.
Right.
That's it. Bottom line.
It's also why you want Ja Morant suspended for one quarter.
No, Ja Morant's going to get – what's he going to get? He got 12 games. We don't know what this new information is. Like Courtney said, it couldn't – he had a – say what you want.
It was a water gun.
The guy had a pistol. The guy had a pistol, and he was stupid for waving it on the camera.
He never wants anybody to be held accountable ever.
The problem is they want to bring down a hammer for something – that he can legally do, that the NBA has no control of. He was in his vehicle, away from the facilities. Granted, he's an idiot for
oh, we're back on Ja now.
No, no, no.
Okay, I thought,
you gotta keep up.
You know this happened in the car?
Yeah, you gotta keep up. No, when Ja was waving the pistol around.
I know.
It's hard to keep up with
Wiggy.
I've learned how to.
I thought we were back on Udoka.
All right, guys, thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
I think... I'm taking a couple days for the Greg Hill Foundation Golf Tournament in Nashville. Are you going to fill in for me?
I think that's on the table, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh,
all right,
wow.
So that's coming up, and you'll enjoy the experience working
come on
with
down
this
to the basement.
This group of people. I'll tell you, it's a lot.
It's quite a turnout, I'll tell you. We had a Jones watch party a few weeks ago, and there were, tens and tens of people that showed up. So the road show, it gets quite a following. Which
see,
is something,
give yourselves a round of applause.
It's something we got to aspire to on the afternoon program, for
all
sure.
All right, guys, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be listening this afternoon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.